This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. When a young musician from Nigeria came by our studios recently, we started with a pronunciation lesson.
Sheun.
Sheun.
Well, you see, you have to, like, singing it. Sheun.
Sheun.
Yes, good enough for me.
I'm going to go for better than good enough by the end of this interview.
Sheun is spelled S-E-U-N. His last name, Kuti. Sheun Kuti is 25. His father, Fela Kuti, created the sound of Afrobeat with lots of horns and jazz influences. Fela Kuti died of AIDS in 1997. Now Sheun Kuti is leading his father's band, Egypt 80. When he came by our studios, Sheun Kuti was grooving to the American R&B singer Trey Songz on his iPod. He wore a Trey Songz t-shirt and cap and shorts belted way below his hip bones. So his influences are American, but his songs are all about Africa, sharply pointed political songs. In this song, Kuti uses the voice of former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, bragging about how he made Nigeria better. Sheun Kuti sees things differently.
After his 8 years of office, things are worse than they've ever been. People in my country are poorer than they've ever been. The economy is worse than it has ever been. The only people that things are getting better for are the rich people. You know, the society is now in a strictly rich getting richer, poor getting ultra-poor situation. For every high-rise they build, they create 1,000 hungry families.
And these are some of the things you're singing about in this song, people with no water to drink, nowhere to live.
Well, it's a pity, but it's the same thing we've been saying in Afrobeat for 40 years, still happening to us in Africa.
You mentioned Afrobeat. Afrobeat is the music that your father created and named many, many years ago. I read something where you described Afrobeat as the sound that raised you.
It's true. Afrobeat, you know, I grew up listening to it every day from my mother's womb. My dad took us to all the shows, went on tours with him. He took us on every gig. It was like a part of our life. It was a culture, Afrobeat, you know. Because Afrobeat is more than just music. Afrobeat is a whole movement. It's a philosophical movement, it's a political movement, it's a social movement. But most of all, because that's how it's known all over the world, it's a musical movement.
And how would you describe that sound?
It's the truth. One word. Afrobeat is the truth. That's how you describe it.
Tell me about the song African Problems.
But it's just a song I did because, you know, a lot of fighting is going on in Africa, you know. And a lot of good people are dying in this fight, you know, fighting to solve Africa's problems. So this song is just saying, you know, we could fight all we want, but if we're not fighting for the right causes, if we don't have the right ideology behind what we're fighting for, African problems will always be there, you know. And in that same song, you know, I salute all my brothers that fight really for this future. I must to shout them, make them dig yaram. Ah! I must start to teach the people new mentality, make them appreciate Africa's superiority, make them not seem like something supposed to be. My leaders will put up for this mediocrity, take away our peace and liberty, leave us to live in the pain and poverty. We no understand the government policy, but they take to sell us into second slavery.
Make you happy. You have a line in here, they're selling us into second slavery.
Yeah, of course, that's what we're going through in Africa today. The new kind of slavery, you know, the slavery that is still accepted by the world. Slavery is a very straightforward theory. You work for nothing. If you work somewhere on a particular piece of land and you don't make any money, any kind of future of that land, you're in slavery. In my country, for example, of 150 million, 130 million people or something like that still live on $1 a day. So this remaining 10-20 million that have jobs in these banks that these people put up with our money that they've stolen, these oil companies that are using to launder all their money, they are privileged. So to them, Nigeria is getting better. While behind them on the streets, two people just got shot and killed and robbed of $5. Kids everywhere begging, washing your car on the streets as you drive. You know, but Nigeria is getting better just because they are getting a salary. They're forgetting that we're leaving 130 million people behind in abject poverty.
Your father was beaten, he was imprisoned for singing about the same sorts of issues 20, 30 years ago. You don't seem to be running that same risk. Do you think, is that a sign that things in Nigeria have changed, that you have more freedom to say the things that you're saying right now?
Yeah, but you never heard my father moan about it, though. So obviously they've learned from that brutality is not the way to go. He ain't going to shut a man up by locking him up or beating him up if he believes in what he's saying. Afrobeat is not being attacked physically by beating up the artist anymore. In my country, me and my brother basically are maybe the only Afrobeat bands out there, you know.
In all of Nigeria?
Yeah. Why? Because the government will not support it. It's hard for DJs to play Afrobeat on the radio. A young man in Nigeria that is not making up to $10 a week, how is he going to ever think of starting Afrobeat, start a band, when their government will not support them? Nobody will support them because they are doing what they do, because it's against the government, you know. So it's that kind of thing that we are against. But that is the same reason why I'm happy that my father did not influence Nigerians alone, and my father's message is not local. What he stood for was global, and what we discuss is global issues, and our music is accepted globally. So they could decide to remain in the dark for the rest of their lives, for all I care. You know, they can't stop the movement.
Well, Mr. Kuti, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me as well.
I'm going to try your name again. Seyun.
Seyun.
Seyun Kuti.
Wow!
To hear more songs from Seyun Kuti and Egypt 80, check out the music section of npr.org.